and welcome to the Do Life Different podcast hosted by 1128 Community. We want to help you do life different with bold prayers, living generously, and resting intentionally. Rest is about being with God, spending time with God, being quiet with God. Really, it's being with God before doing anything for God. And my hope is that these 10 minutes allow you to be with God, to find rest and a refreshed way of doing life with God. In Matthew 11:28-30, in the Message version, Jesus says to us, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." God, today we are thankful for you, for quiet moments, for wherever we're at right now. God, help us know that you are close. Help us feel you, feel your presence. So when I was little, we used to sing about houses. And we would sing about the house that was built upon the sand, and that during a storm, the wind and the rain were blowing at this house, and the house would come crashing down. And in the song, we even said that this person was a foolish person for building their house on the sand. And then in that same song, we sang about the wise man building his house on a rock. And in the wind and the rain and the storm, it stayed standing. It stayed standing because it was built on the rock. In Matthew 7:24, Jesus says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on a bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." Take a moment and picture houses being built on sand and rock. And picture storms, picture those struggles coming and one house standing and one house falling. And listen again from the Message version as Jesus says, "These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like the foolish carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards." When we choose places for our homes, our real physical homes, apartments, condos, whatever you may live in, we, the architects, the carpenters, the people building the homes, they don't pick sandy beaches or unstable ground. Instead, they pick rock. They pick stability. They know that having a firm foundation for a house is crucial for it standing, for it lasting, for it being a place that a family, a person can live. And just like that, Jesus wants us to ground ourselves in his teachings, to listen, to use them to guide our lives. Later in the book of Matthew, Jesus is asked about the most important commandment, basically like the most important rule, the most important thing to live by. And Jesus says, You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally as important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The Message version says, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list, but there is a second to set alongside it. Love others as well as you love yourself. If we love God, if we love others, then we are setting our house on the rock. If we take time to read the books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we can listen to Jesus' teachings. We can see how Jesus used his time. We can see who Jesus cared for and how he did it. Take a moment to think about what guides your life, what you look to most. Or ask yourself, am I trying to do it on my own? Take a moment and breathe in and say, love God. Breathe out and say, love others. Love God. Love others. God, I don't want to be shaken or knocked down in the storms of life. I want to follow you, to follow your teachings, and I want to trust that you can keep me on firm ground. You are a God who helps us, who's with us. Be with us in the storms, be with us on sunny days, and help us learn more about how you lived each day. Amen. Thanks so much for joining in today. Have a great rest of your day.